1052 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Debbie is blamed for 5 deaths as it moves over the southeast as a tropical storm. But the heavy rainfall, the major concerns, with dangerous flash flooding threats for North Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Justin Graney of North Carolina Emergency Management says they're prepared.
A lot of lessons, of course, been learned through our response to Hurricanes Matthew and Florence, and we use those in making life-saving decisions and resource allocation decisions as we move into further on through this week.
Today's expected to be the day Vice President Kamala Harris announces her running mate. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is a contender. Harris and her choice will appear at a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Better economic signs today after the Monday sell-off. Japan's Nikkei climbed 11%. Wall Street futures are higher. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. is engaged in around-the-clock diplomacy amid global fears of an escalation in fighting between Israel and Iran. This is ABC News. A 3-year battle for the first black mayor of a small town in Alabama to actually get into town hall is finally over.
The mayor of New Bern, Patrick Braxton, now allowed to take his rightful place in town hall more than 3 years after he was elected. His predecessor, along with a group of white officials, refused to hand over the reins.
It seems like a slap in the face.
Claiming Braxton's victory was invalid. Despite legally winning the election, Braxton was locked out of city hall.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. He's now able to take his seat after a court battle. Courts will oversee future elections in the town. And some determined jewelry store burglars near Chicago, where police say they cut through the walls of 3 different businesses at a mall to get to their target. They apparently got away with about $1.5 million worth of jewelry. USA men's basketball team plays its Olympic quarterfinal today against Brazil. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the 9th inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first cases of West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year have turned up in a would-be blood donor in Washington County and a dead bird in Chippewa County. It means infected mosquitoes are transmitting the virus to people and animals. 150 people at 3 wood product factories are out of a job, Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin Veneer and Plywood of Mattoon and Goodman Veneer and Lumber Company informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that they would close the facilities and terminate all employees Friday, August 2nd. Birchwood Manufacturing and Rice Lake also closed. The companies are all owned by Bessie Forest Products Group. They said unprecedented industry downturn forced the closures. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a 3-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a 6-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the low to mid 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more information about the best Supreme Court justice money can buy and an unbearable update about Robert Kennedy Jr. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. And you know what? If every day of the week could have like a type of weather where if it was just locked in, okay, everybody, every Monday is going to be this, every yada, 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 yada. This would be a perfect Tuesday because I hate Tuesdays. I've never liked Tuesdays. You know what I mean?
No.
Because on Mondays, you're still saying, oh, man, I went to a great party yesterday. Oh, I had such a great time. You still got the afterglow of that. And Tuesday, it's like, what's good about Tuesdays?
You got to tell the mamas and the papas to switch their songs.
Yeah.
But no, so this I think Mondays are this, worse.
If I could invent my own world
right.
in my mind.
You kind of do, but.
This would be how every Tuesday would be like.
Why? Like, is it raining?
Because it's like it's dreary. It's depressing. It's the winds are from the northeast at 8 to 10, and it's you know what I mean.
No, not really.
Then Wednesday it would be it'd be clearing up. Oh, it looks kind of nice today, isn't it? And then Thursday would be really nice, and then Friday's like hot. You know what I mean? It's like hot. It's Friday. It's hot. It's like 88 degrees, and then Saturday's perfect.
Well,
perfect.
By the way, northeast out of the northeast, yeah. 7 miles an hour.
Seven. Okay.
Just a little off.
I'm off by one.
Yeah.
But don't you agree with me on that?
No, I would prefer.
I bet lots of people listening, and I'm not even kidding about this, I bet lots of people listening know what I'm talking about. Like, no matter what, a Tuesday is just it's a blah, bleak day. And this is how it would be every day. And you know, it's Tuesday because it's bleak and the winds are from the northeast.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. First of all, indoors, you can do your. You can do that weather pattern in your house if you want, right? With air conditioning and make it nice. But Johnny, no, you don't. No, Tuesdays is a great day. It's no, you got to look at.
I bet it's everybody's least favorite day of the week.
No, it's gonna be Monday. No. It's gonna be Monday.
No, I don't think so.
No, yeah.
Mondays are still okay sometimes because it's like, man, what's this weekend?
Now this one we should do a poll on. I
went rock climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah. And I wish I still was rock climbing, so I'm bummed out that I'm here today with you instead of rock climbing.
Exactly.
I think Mondays, that's what I'm saying. And I think people are glad Monday's over, so Tuesday's elevated because Monday's over. I think, without a doubt, Mondays are the least favorite day, but we should be grateful every day, but Mondays would be the least.
But, favorite. Okay.
Try it.
Can we do that one?
Let's do that one.
Can we do that poll?
Absolutely.
Least right. favorite day of the week.
Right.
Least favorite day.
Are we now at? It's not binary.
Can we just give them Monday or Tuesday? Monday or Tuesday. Which one do you hate? Which one is the worst day of the week? Monday or Tuesday?
No. Let's open it up. Let's make it the least favorite day of the week. I'd be interested if people. I'm interested in what people think about the least favorite day of the week. I'd be shocked if it was something other than Monday or Tuesday. But you know. But then if they say it's Thursday, I'd ask them why because.
Thursday is my favorite day of the week.
That is a great day. You know, we're looking at having a party, and the weekend
is. Want me to bring something?
the weekend isn't. It's busy that weekend. We're thinking, should we do it on a Thursday? And that's kind of close to a Friday.
Can I ask you a quick question about something?
Yeah.
Since you mentioned party,
mm-hmm.
So the party I went to the other day, the last two parties I've gone to, they've asked, hey, could you bring a lawn chair? Okay. I don't have a lawn chair. I don't have any lawn chairs.
Yeah, that's so, kind of common, though.
I know.
You should throw one
so
in the back of
your when you
car.
Don't bring one and you go to one, do you feel guilty sitting in somebody's lawn chair? I mean, is that bad etiquette?
Some people, a lot of people, will bring
extras.
Yeah. So I would ask first, but you should carry, you know, carry your jumper cables and all that, but carry a lawn chair.
Oh, man, I'll tell you something. My brother, he's one of those guys here. He's retired, retired, has his camp. So he has everything self-survival kind of whatever, okay? He's got two things that I'm just like, oh, my God, these, I don't know why everybody doesn't have these. Like, we're filling up the air for his ATV, and the tire was flat. And I said, oh, do you have a compressor? He goes, yeah, it's in the glove box. I said, no, a compressor to fill up your tire. He goes, yeah, it's in the glove box. I said, how's that compressor fit in the glove box? He's got one of those little battery-charged things that inflates your tires so fast it's incredible.
Really?
So fast it's incredible. And then the battery was dead, and I saw I got jumper cables in my thing. He goes, I don't need them. I said, oh, you got some? He goes, no, I don't need them. I said, what are you talking about? And he has this same thing about the same size that gives it, starts your car up. Well, you hook it up to your battery, same way you would jumper cables.
Just like that. Okay, you got it. What, does he turn into a dog?
I was just going to say, all of a sudden it's Milton.
I was going through the gears.
Oh, he went through the gears. Okay, that's cool. You have jumper cables in your car.
Yes. And every Uber has jumper cables in their car.
But it's for someone else. Did you ever need them for your car?
All the time. I have.
For you?
Sure.
Your battery went dead.
Yeah, that's generally the reason.
Yeah. I have
your battery's never gone dead? Oh, you got AAA. Okay.
AAA.
Yeah.
How fast do they make it out to you if you call them?
Yeah, I've never. I'm now a member after that debacle I had down in wherever it was.
That's a good gift to get your kid, too.
That is.
It's less than an hour to get out there. And that's for flat tire.
They basically call a local garage. That's part of the deal, right? Can I ask you this? Okay, so they make cars now, and they're really expensive. And they give you one tool, right? One tool comes with your car.
A key? What do you mean?
No, one tool. One tool. A jack.
Yeah.
Okay? Why are these jacks so poorly made, so tiny, and they have the worst tire irons that I've ever seen in my life? And if you get the car and somebody just put new tires on and they use the gun on them to tighten them, like, you know, the NASCAR.
You know those? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
You try getting that off with one of those piece of crap tire irons.
Yeah.
That's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah. AAA.
They can't find a way to give you a better jack and better tire jack.
I don't even know what it is.
It's like, are you kidding me? Come on.
Don't you think it's because a lot of people don't know how to do it, so they don't even put the
effort in? They probably don't even think they're going to try.
Exactly.
They don't get complaints on that because people don't use it.
That is the most frustrating thing. And for the love of God, give you a four-way. Remember the old four-ways?
Yeah.
For the different sizes? Because then you could get some leverage on it. You know, for us to rotate, you could put it in good, and then step on it, jump on it to knock it down, to get it loosened up. You can't do these with those little piece of crap things.
Hmm.
That's why when I was stranded that time, I offered $40 to that garage if they would just bring me a tire iron.
Yeah, you did.
I said they don't even have to get out of the truck. Just hand it to me. I'll give him $40. I'll unloosen my lug nuts. I'll put the spare on. I'll give it back to him. He can go get a soda in the gas station, anything. We don't do roadside service. You don't have to do any service.
John,
just how about roadside delivery?
That's yesterday, man. It's just not there anymore. That's like, you know, changing the horseshoes. Yeah, no. I don't think a lot of people do that. Like, I don't think a lot of people change tires. First of all, I don't think there's a lot of, I think the tires are much better than they used to be back in the day. I don't know that, but I think that. I don't know. You just don't hear about a lot of flat, I had a flat tire. You used to hear that, like, when we were kids. When's the last time you heard someone got a flat tire, except for you? I haven't heard that in 10 years. I just don't think it happens anymore. I think you're getting worked up about something that's like the sun burning out. It just ain't going to happen.
Well, in my world, it could happen. Okay? So I'm buying one of those. I'm buying one of those inflators, and I hope. You know what, Todd? You know what my dream is?
I hope you. You know what my dream is?
What is it?
11:30 on a Sunday night, I get a phone call. The weather is bad. High wind chill. Everything's bad. And I go, Johnny, nobody's answering at AAA. I'm stuck outside of Two Rivers and Francis Creek. Nobody's around. It's abandoned. I got a flat tire. It's just me and Milton. Can you save me?
Oh,
sure, Jim. And I'd be down there. I'd change your damn tire for you.
And you would.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's okay. I'm thinking about that. AAA, I've used that, but it's been for other stuff. Dead battery, run out of gas, that kind of stuff. And
what if you're in a place where there's no service? No phone service. That happens. There's a spot around Maribel that's like that, Jim. There's a spot about a five-mile stretch between like Francis Creek and Maribel that's a dead zone.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I would then have to walk.
There's another one in like Wrightstown up by Mid-Valley Golf Course. There's a spot there that's real dead. You ever experienced that, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I'd have to get my steps in and go to a place where there's service.
But, exactly. Yeah. And you'd be like, Milton, I'd change it, but the jack is a piece of garbage. True?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You ever changed a tire?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I was hoping we were going to go to break before you asked me that. No, I haven't, John. I feel bad about that.
Guys,
Just
guys. Or women, too. Guys and women. Have you ever changed a tire in your car? Have you ever changed a tire?
Okay.
Sarah here. I had a flat tire about a month ago, Jim.
Oh. Thanks for sharing that with me.
She said, AAA left me stranded. Said they were coming, but never did. I finally got a hold of them again, and they told me to find my own help, and they would reimburse me. Waste of money. Sarah.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
You might want to upgrade to the gold package.
Oh, that's all they get.
Money saves all. Welcome to America.
No, the reason
here with a
John,
flat
let me
tire.
Explain it. The reason,
where?
No.
So-and-so. No, they got the gold package? No. Bleep them.
I think it has. I forgot why we got that.
Is that the former mayor again?
Oh, again, for the love of God.
No, I think it comes with.
Tell him to make me some chili.
I don't know why. The benefit is to that.
How are we doing our quick poll? Favorite day of the week. We need contestants on. And have you ever changed a flat tire?
Right now, top vote on least favorite day of the week is Monday.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
But you know what? At least in the fall, you got Monday Night Football, which was always something to look forward to.
That was genius.
Wasn't it?
That, whoever came up with that, and I was about 25 years ago.
Monday mornings, first thing at school, you talk about the Packer game, and then you're going to watch Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Vikings and the Bears.
Even bigger than that, Johnny. That got salespeople out of their house to the hotel because they go, because it's tough to leave to go hit the road. And you go there, and then you can nobody else there. Just order your food and watch a game.
I know.
Monday night was the best thing for the traveling salesperson. It was great.
It was an event. Monday Night Football.
That was a good idea.
I think that was. I'm not even kidding about this. I think that's one of the things that inspired me to get into sports broadcasting. I remember they'd have that opening. I don't know if you could find it. The opening thing when it was Frank Gifford and Don Meredith and Howard Cosell. They had such a great intro to that thing. Oh, that was a great show.
And then it was great when Howard Cosell would do his halftime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was pretty cool. He just...
The juice brings close to the 35, to the 43. He could go all the way. Led by the electric company. O.J. Simpson takes it to the house.
He does sweetness, you know.
Oh, just, man. That was such a cool thing. I mean, you just wait. There it is. Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh. Awesome.
Rune Arledge was the guy who came up with it.
Yeah. I got goosebumps right now. All right, we got to start a quick break. We got a full house coming your way, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months. If eligibility requirements are met, for network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal. 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See 3124.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back.
We gotta change our music.
Mine on the mirror. I know. We both got goosebumps, didn't we?
That is great.
Goosebumps.
I mean, yes.
Dan, I still remember the one.
The memories from that are you know, sometimes we talked about that with Dennis and with a number of people, that music brings you back to a place.
No question,
and
that's more than anything.
And the 80s was good for a lot of people. You know, some people love listening to the 40s or even, but that makes just me feel good.
Yeah.
I don't think that was.
No, it got you excited.
Right.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I could actually jog to that. No,
yeah,
I
would love to have an iPod that's all stuff like that.
I'll play it again. I'll watch you.
Okay.
No, we're good. We're good.
Todd, can you find another one, though? Nick, how old are you? May I ask?
Yeah, sure. 49.
Oh, that's too young.
Why?
Jim, do you remember in the 60s when they would play the NFL introduction music and they'd have one of the shots would be of the Packers and their big capes running out of the tunnel? And that was the same type of music. It was 1960s CBS for the NFL game. And it was always for the Packer game because it's the only game we'd get in those days.
No, I don't.
You remember that one?
I don't. Not like Monday Night Football. But,
when we were playing touch football at school, like we'd all be humming that intro music.
Huh.
Yes.
Anyway, that.
Yeah, that got me going.
That's
Todd, that's got to be our new theme song or something. That got us both going.
I think
here.
We're going to get that Aldridge guy, whoever he said.
Rune Aldridge.
Well,
I've been dead 100 years, but. That's it. This is it. Brought to you by Gillette. For a smoother shave, get Gillette. Brought to you by Firestone Tires.
That sounds...
When the rubber hits the road.
Now.
And now, let's go to Ray Scott at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin for today's game of the world champion Green Bay Packers against their arch rivals from the Windy City, the Chicago Bears. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ray Scott.
Wow. That sounds Nugani versus the Monday Night Football.
Wow.
Sounds like Big City. You know what I mean? That's I just sound one guy.
Did I sound Big City? Or
no. No,
I
that's
said
what I'm
Nugani.
Saying.
Okay, gotcha.
No. Yeah, that Ray Scott
thing. We just got a text. Hello, Ray Scott.
Hello. Star, dollar, touchdown!
Anyway.
16 seconds, 16 inches. You know, there's my favorite thing in the world is beer. Well, not my favorite thing. The pleasures in the world is beer.
Vodka, though.
I gave up. I don't drink vodka anymore.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Beer, cheese, and brats are three really great things.
Well, I think that's a common thread.
And at 7:23, when somebody brings them in and hands them to you.
How about 6:23?
That's what I meant. Yeah. And they're still steaming hot. You can't even eat them. It's off to a good day.
This is a good day.
He just made my worst day of the week a lot better.
Yeah, John doesn't like Tuesdays. But I tell you, Nick, yesterday.
Cheese curd, Nick, in the house.
Yes. Yesterday, our air conditioning didn't work. And it was like really hot in here.
Like
and
now 90. Come in,
like, well, you know why that is.
Come in today, why? And you got brats and cheese curds. And
you know why that broke yesterday? This is karma on you because you did not invite me to your hot dog cookout.
Oh, Jim.
All right.
That is why, Jim.
Okay.
You had that. I was listening that morning, and you're talking about this. Oh, yeah, we had a hot dog cookout. Well,
yeah.
I wasn't there either.
And I wasn't invited.
Next time, Nick. The cool thing about hot dog bars.
Todd, one of Jim's favorite pivot words.
Next time. Next time. But it's easy to do because you can just throw more hot dogs on, more people come, right? And so that's. It's easy to make. And then the hot dog bar, I put a lot of stuff out, you know, sauerkraut, cheese, peppers.
I heard all about it.
I hope it goes all the way down the car.
Hey, the key word is I heard all about it.
Okay, let me ask you something. I got to ask you this. So you gave me some leftover hot dogs.
What a nice guy.
I know. So I was going to have it. I was down to the last one, and I looked at it in my fridge, and it's kind of got like white stuff on it now. Is that not good? Is that old? Is that too old?
No, that's just the fat.
That's what I thought. So I could put it in the microwave, it'll just burn it off.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't give you anything old. I'm
gonna
give
well, no, 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 but I mean, you gave it to me like a week ago.
No, I didn't. That was yesterday.
No, it wasn't. The big foot-long hot dogs?
When did you have your party? Friday, right?
What day was the... So yeah, Saturday, so I had them since... Right? Yeah.
Oh.
So I've had them since Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You're still good. Seven days. Technically 7 days.
Oh, really?
Technically seven days. If you put them away right and...
I kept them in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm going on an all-protein diet.
Okay. Well, what's with that bun you're eating right now, Johnny?
You gotta skip that bun.
I'm going to walk off the calories in the bun and the carbs in the bun. So I'm back to zero.
Well, see what he's doing. What he's doing, Jim, is he's smashing the bun smaller, so he thinks it's going to be
so it
less.
Less carbs.
He smashes it.
These are good buns, though. Too, they really are crispy buns. But that's really. Tell me about the beer cheese brats, Nick.
That beer cheese brat is from Pelkins, but it's not on their shelf.
Mm.
That's for me. So they have similar. They have a beer cheese soup brat. Doesn't taste like this. We tweaked it a little bit. So if you want a beer cheese brat from the doghouse, you actually have to call and order them.
Where's the doghouse?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Come on now.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, no. It's you order the brat or the finished product?
The brat itself.
So you sell them what, dozen at a time or
No. I use them. Those are for Packer games for the most part. These beer cheese brats are just for the Packer games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you say for the Packer games, what do you mean?
Vending.
You vend at the Packer games?
Stadium View.
Oh, it's Stadium View. Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant at Lambeau.
No,
okay.
No,
gotcha.
No.
You know, I saw a picture.
Make money.
I saw a picture of a friend of mine. She had at family night, and she's holding a cocktail. And I asked her, I said, how much was that these days? It's like a lot.
Right.
But the Packers are in the middle of the pack in pricing. So every year, like right around this time, they roll out a thing. You see it on Facebook, like ESPN. Other companies will post like where concessions are or what it costs to go to a Packer game. The Packers are kind of in the middle. So for reference.
What's wrong with being on the bottom for pricing?
Arthur Blank is.
I know.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. But so when Jerry World first opened up, my uncle lives in Dallas. And he went there, and they have that. I'm sure you've seen it on Monday Night Football or whatever.
Right.
They have that standing only along the field when they have those bar high tops there.
Right. Yeah.
A pitcher of beer and a 14-inch deluxe pizza is $200.
Oh, my God.
That's when it first opened,
The Packers Super Bowl.
The Packers Super Bowl year, yep.
Wow.
So then a pitcher of beer and a 14-inch deluxe pizza was $200.
Unbelievable. Wow.
But Jerry Jones doesn't bother him. Well, you know what I mean? Like Arthur was all about, you know, keep the nachos at what, $4.95 or just something crazy.
Well,
just...
there's a picture going around that somebody posted. It went viral from Atlanta. Somebody went to I think Atlanta already had a game maybe, or they're going to have a game, and they're saying all this for like $25. It's like a slice of pizza.
Right.
It's chicken strips. Yeah. It's a soda. It's a water and something else.
Yeah. It's funny, they were talking about this last night. Have you been to the Dallas game and Super Bowl? Anyway, that's a great stadium, right? And you're right, it's very, very expensive there. But just my quick Jerry Jones story. And I really got to know
him. I was in the box. I was in his box.
Yeah, but I just want to say, he was talking about that screen. And that thing's unbelievable. That's going to be, 40 yards long and just high definition. It's unbelievable. He was talking about that. He goes, you know, there's one other screen like that in the world. I'm like, yeah, where's that, Jerry? On the other side. You'll look at the screen. The other side. He owned both. Get it?
Thanks for tuning in this morning.
The other side of the screen?
Both sides. Yeah, so both sides.
I got you.
If you're on the visitor's line.
Okay.
Watching it.
Okay. Okay. Nick, you ever change a tire?
Yes.
All right.
What's your favorite day of the week, Nick?
Hey, go ahead.
Head in the mirror with cheese curd, Nick. Any day.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The dairy industry continuing to review the federal milk marketing order reform guidelines that were released about a month ago. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And I'll tell you what, Wisconsin dairy producers better pay attention. Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist in River Falls, says although these federal milk orders may not decide prices, they definitely influence them.
When you're thinking of what the federal orders do and what they are, is to think of them almost as a traffic cop for dairy markets. They don't set the prices. The market sets the prices. They're a mechanism in which a lot of our trafficking, policing happens within dairy pricing, right? They're the mechanism in which some of the math happens, in which some of the transmission of information, price discovery information, things like this happen. So oftentimes you'll hear somebody say, oh, federal orders set a minimum price. No, they don't set it. The market does.
Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist at River Falls, he said, ultimately, the dairy industry will vote on a yes or no on these federal milk order reforms. He said, yes means you agree to adopt the changes. No means getting rid of the orders entirely. So critical to stay in communication with your dairy cooperative. Markets next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 2 cents to $1.91. 40-pound block cheese, a penny lower at $1.84. Double-A butter stood still at $3.10.5. On the closing bell, December corn finished 3¾ cents higher at $4.07. November new crop beans were up 13.5 on Monday, 10.40¾. September wheat a half cent higher, 5.39¾. Not a real good day for dairy. The September Class 3 milk dropped 68 cents to 1977. October was down 41, 20, 23, 100 weight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stood on a Tuesday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Our high today in the low to mid-70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
From the home.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back here on Tuesday morning. 59 degrees in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. How warm is it supposed to get today, Todd?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
I thought like 70, 72, yeah. Something like that.
Pete Petoniak said like 75, 76 today.
Oh, okay. But
he doesn't give us the 3-degree guarantee, so we got like what, I do. What did Cameron say?
Today is also National Night Out.
Oh, man.
Do they do that here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was a big, that's a great
night. I remember when that started.
Yes. We would go and we would take the Bobcat, that SWAT truck, and just go to different neighborhood parties because people have parties because National Night Out is to kind of celebrate community safety with your neighbors, get to know them, and there are parties. There are a couple big events in Green Bay, but I don't know if they still do that, but that was a busy night. A lot of food and just party to party to party to party. Me, the chief, and a couple other people in the SWAT vehicle. Kids would come
in. So did you ride in the SWAT vehicle?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, we did that.
I would do that.
And kids love that you pull up to the party because, you know, we'd say, you know, just email us, where's your tailgate party? Or that, we didn't call them tailgate parties. Just neighborhood parties.
Block parties.
And there was a ton of them this night in Green Bay. And it was great because we'd pull up, and obviously the kids would all love that. They'd jump in. We'd come out, visit with the neighbors, get back in.
Did they have a water cannon?
No.
Don't they sometimes have water cannons to, like, disperse people?
Yeah, that's like in a big city where it's
okay.
You know, yeah, shady.
Maybe they might now. I mean, that was 40
years ago. You know, you talk about like this, and you perk up when you talk about that, and like the kids' day. You know what you should be? The city of Green Bay should make you like the
ambassador.
No, like Jim Schmidt, the entertainment guru of
like
Green Bay.
A promotional guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
and you could have, you know, you could be like alderman's pay. You know, you don't get paid for, but like they actually have you take your, and then you go around and you do all that stuff.
Like our guy in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
You'd be great at that.
The city should do that.
I agree. There'd be no better spokesperson. I'm not kidding. There'd be no better advocate for Green Bay than him.
I love
or
this,
nobody that would call BS on things in Green Bay quicker than him.
I do. You own a business. We're going to talk about it in just a second. But, you know, I look at the city like that. Like, I care about it. It's like having a kid.
Right.
You want it to grow. You want it to prosper. You want it to be respected, you know. And one of my problems, you know, that my shrink said was that I take it too personally, you know, that when somebody says something about Green Bay, not the Packers, they can say, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't like my thing. I love the Packers.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but it was like, you know, the city and you know, when you care about something that much. And I was, but anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about you. Hey, how are your vending? How is vending going this summer? And I want to talk to you about, someone asked me, would he cater a party?
Can I just say one thing first? I just want to say this. Today is Farm Worker Appreciation Day. Just from that little bit when I used to work in the Orange Grove, and I drive past on Honey's hot days. God bless farm workers. I know a lot of times now they're pretty much up in their air conditioned combines or whatever. And I understand
not
that,
everybody,
but still, when you're doing that work of a farm worker, God bless you. All the respect in the world.
And we need. I mean, we're a big, big farming community here. I think people sometimes don't see that. They just drive around. It's like, what is that?
How does
that?
The cabbage get picked and stuff? Yeah. Although I think that's automatic now too, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. The smaller farms, they pick. So, like, I'm good friends with Mike Motor, you know, and he's got some employees underneath him and him, and they go out and they pick every day.
They do, huh?
They pick every day.
Yeah.
You know, they have those. He has farm box delivery. So you don't even have to, like, if you don't like crowds and you don't like the farmer's market or you just don't have time, you can sign up on Motors Farms for farm box delivery. And he comes in. You can go once a week or every other week or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can pick and choose what you want. If you want tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers.
We get that every week.
I know you do.
You should get that. I'm telling you. And it's the freshest stuff, right?
Yep.
It was just like picked this week.
Yep.
And then they take the old box because they're really good boxes. You put that out. They take the old one and drop you off a new one. But cauliflower, that stuff is really, really good.
Hey, so on my new protein diet, there's a cauliflower soup I need you to make me.
Oh.
All right.
I like cauliflower.
Excellent.
And I did just last night when I had a little party last night.
You had another party last night?
Another party.
For who? Todd, were you there?
No.
You invited guys?
Todd?
No.
Okay, just wait. It was just, you know what? I shouldn't call it a party. No, you guys.
Phone is ringing. Oh, I tried Jenny. I tried calling.
Throttle back.
Were there linens?
Take it back. There were.
Yeah, were there linens?
I'm going to take back. We didn't have a party.
All our hot dogs and linens.
I some friends, cousins were in from Minneapolis for Mile of Music. Okay. They're very, very talented people. They just, and they were going back to Minneapolis today, and they said, hey, look, you know, let's get together. Let's go out to dinner. Last time they were here, we went to Blue, which is a good place. Yep. I'm like, look, why don't you just come over to my house? You know, and they're
Ben and Dana's son was the chef there.
At Blue, yeah. That's right.
Moved to Portland, yeah.
That's a good, but you know, you go there and it's, I don't know, it costs money and sometimes you can't have the same conversation. So we just, anyway, I want to get to the cauliflower. But I did grill peppers and cauliflower on the grill and it was awesome with the little olive oil and
butter. And I love cauliflower.
Anyway, that, and it was all out of that box that your buddy delivers. Cucumbers were in there.
Yep.
So we made some cucumber salad. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, John, you should do that as part of
program. I almost feel guilty about something with the Farm Worker Appreciation Day, congratulating them because I'm basically becoming a farm worker with my mushroom farm. So I'm like one of them and I'm like promoting us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, way to pat yourself on the back, Mino. So I'm all in on the mushroom growing.
Those guys are real.
All in. Like, you can't believe this.
Yes.
We do it up at our farm, up at the deer camp. I'm going to call it the plantation. And it's just going to be a whole thing of logs and different types of mushrooms.
Okay.
And Lisa from Boss's News came down the other day, which is the greatest store in the United States. She came down and brought us some great magazines. And one was on mushroom growing. And I've just devoured it. It's going to be incredible.
It's National Really Do Farming Week.
Yeah.
No, you're just talking about it.
When but I'm do, going
you're,
to
you're
do
not,
it.
I mean, you're not in the club.
Well,
yet.
You know what, Jim? Nope. You need to do a little research before you just jump in. Maybe you should have done that with some of your endeavors.
If this was, you
just
know.
Just saying. It's also Root Beer Float Day. Man, was there anything better when you were a kid than your folks would say, want to go to the Root Beer Stand and get a float?
Yeah.
There's nothing better when you're a kid. Nope. You're in the backseat of that 1960 Chevy. And yeah. Yes.
No argument here, boy.
And I got to say, I don't care how many different types of root beer they make. A&W root beer just bring, you talk about bringing back memories.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Ring the bell when you leave for good service.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They always have the girls in the culottes. Remember culottes? Orange culottes. Do you remember that or no?
No.
Yes.
You remember orange culottes?
That's funny.
Yes.
You're showing your age.
I don't care. They would get all the hot girls their little culottes.
Culottes.
You can't tell me that didn't increase business. You're being a businessman. What attracts?
There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
That was sexist.
Do they still make culottes? That's not sexist. I mean,
to say that you went there because of the girls in culottes, yes, that is.
When you're 15 years old, you will go anywhere to see girls in orange culottes. Okay. I'm just saying. Me and Dennis DeLangelo would ride two in a bike. We only had one bike between us. True story. And we actually found it inside the road. We fixed it up. We painted it all crazy. Took it to Georgie Peck right now. Adolph's gas station, and they welded a bar across the top, and then we put foam padding on it, and that's where I thought about putting because it was sponges, basically, putting sponges in my biker shorts for the thing, but anyway, and we'd ride on that. We'd have, like, sponges rolled up in the thing for cushion, and one would pedal, and one would ride on top of the handlebars all over town every day in the summer, and we'd always go to the root beer stand.
Okay. We had a tandem if you wanted to go with somebody.
This was a tandem.
I know, but doesn't sound real safe.
Huh? It's kind of like in Napoleon Dynamite, remember?
No.
No? Okay. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
You never saw that movie? No. You ever see that movie, Nick?
I did.
There's a guy from next door at our new favorite coffee shop cleaning up out there. Isn't that
sweeping
great?
The sidewalk.
Sweeping
isn't
the
that
sidewalk.
Nice?
That's awesome. Talk about good neighbors to have.
That's
a good neighbor to have.
Those guys are awesome. All right. So, Nick, hey, you.
Cheese Curd Nick.
Cheese Curd Nick. Yes, I'm sorry. Cheese Curd Nick. John keeps reminding me that that's who you are, and I know you as Cheese Curd Nick. You, farmers markets, right?
Yep.
That's like your mainstay this summer?
Well, that's the repetitive, yeah.
Right.
That's the bread and butter, yeah.
But somebody went to your place and said, hey, you've had that guy on your show, and I'm like, yep, he's great. Would he cater a party for me?
I could, yep.
Do you have a business that does that, or are you just doing this as a favor?
Well, no, the business would do it.
That's awesome. He would charge.
Yeah, of course.
What is that? Like, how, give me $12 a person.
It all depends what they want. You know, if they
goes
want,
by the pound, doesn't it?
Well,
Nick?
No, yeah. Well,
the brats you just brought in and cheese curds.
Well, that's probably
he did my son Dom's graduation party.
Yeah, And that was just curds.
Such a huge hit. It was mind-boggling. You can't. People were coming up to me and they're saying, like, Mino, we thought we were going to a graduation party and we came to a carnival because we had Gizmo there doing magic tricks. Awesome. We had the fried cheese curd. We had Doug. Remember Doug with his trailer with his roast beef or prime rib and everything? But people were coming. People from like out of this area were coming back. People from Michigan were like, what is this? This is so delicious. I can't believe it. I said, it's fried cheese curds. I'm like, how do they do that? Yeah. We don't have those when we're from.
We can do catering. Typically what happens is I'm working most weekends. There's a few weekends that I do have off, but a lot of times those catering parties fall on the weekend. So a lot of times I can't, but if it works in my schedule, yeah, we can. And it goes off of like, if you wanted like a brat and if you wanted a brat and curds, it would probably be somewhere between $10 and $12 a person.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and then root beer floats.
Yeah, John, you could do root beer floats.
Absolutely.
Pasties.
I will wear culottes.
Pasties.
And pasties. No, yeah. There you go. Huh?
All right. That's cool. Thank you for that. I will pass that on.
You were welcome.
So what else?
You're welcome.
How the Packers season? Are you pick up some business? Do you go over there for training camp? Do you guys do
So this year, I think it's new this year. The Packers let food trucks vent. Well, they didn't let. It's $75 a day. they didn't
Packers
let.
And let don't seem to go together.
Yeah. So it's $75 a day. They're setting up food trucks during training camp, all scattered throughout
Armed Forces Way. Is that where it must
that parking lot on Armed Forces Way behind the practice field. Yeah. They have a lot of room there. Yep. I think they have like three food trucks set up daily, I want to say. There's a coffee truck, I think Heritage Coffee, which is based out of Green Bay. He's there. I know Shannon from Edible Cookie Dough.
Yeah, she's great. She talked to one of my classes.
Yep. She is there. I know she's not there at all of them, but she's at some of them. I think there's another truck that kind of in and out, you know, but this is the first year they're letting people, allowing.
That doesn't sound that expensive.
It doesn't.
Yeah, $75 a day.
Is it their POS system?
they're not going to have their POS system because they're charging you $75 to be there. So it's $75 and you're there and, you know, go through their background check, you know, make sure you have insurance and, you know.
And it
why don't
like,
we have a food truck?
Right.
It why don't like, you and I have a food truck, Jim?
Yeah.
Mino and the mayor food
yes.
truck.
That,
yes.
That would work. We'd have it parked Todd, right out in front of here from 7 to from 6 to 9
Todd,
every
can
morning.
You organize that?
That'll be something that I won't have anything to do
okay.
with.
Okay. Or that.
How about that? That guy from Appleton built his own food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reggie. Right?
Todd
Reggie.
Loves that guy.
Yeah. Reggie. Yeah.
Loves his food.
I don't know. I don't want to do it either. I'm out.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Once you get known, you get the repeat customers, and they search you out, right, Nick?
They do.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I got to be honest with you, Jim. I was in that neighborhood back there the other day looking for a place, and you're right about why Bart Starr was kind of PO'd. And, I mean, you got these big, huge Packer names on these deserted streets with old piece of equipment laying there. And even, I think it was the Tony Cannondale Shrine, you know, where they got the glory guys. Hall of Famers, the big marble things. And that's just like in this empty
by himself
warehouse kind of looking thing. Yeah. Well, Whose idea was that?
Well, they thought that was all going to be developed.
It should be.
They thought that was all going to be developed, and that's why they went all in there.
And who did all the development?
He's not there anymore, but it's the guy that used to own Champions, which is now Burkle's one block over.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that a lot of that development.
Prestige Development, I think, was the name.
But what happened just...
No, I think the money fell through.
But does that part still have potential?
Absolutely.
You think,
it's got a ton of potential. That's the Titletown District, the champion. There's a name for that, and that needs to get developed. That is so underutilized land there. Warehouses,
I agree.
When you should have... But, you know, Schwabenen took a lot of that in the housing, which should have happened here. Market rate housing versus, you know, I don't want to get into that. But... yeah, that's still opportunity out there. You're right. The grid and the names are awesome.
Yeah. Cheese Curd Nick's in the house. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Exterior Stain and Sealant in 1 can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on Ultra Advanced Exterior Stain at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Nick in the house. What have we got here coming up there, Todd? What do I see on the thing?
What are you looking at?
For the 650 slot here.
650. Well, we've got a Minos morning birthday song going out for Rita in Ripon.
Rita from Ripon, Jim requested.
Okay, I gotta go get some coffee. Go.
No, you gotta stay right here.
I'll wait till the end of the segment here with Nick, and then I'll do it.
I don't think I've ever been in the studio when you sing it. Like I've heard it.
It's like God is reaching out to you and patting you on the head.
Here's a great text. William from Green Bay texted. He said, "Would John and Jim wear orange culottes if they had a food truck?"
Yes.
Then I'll plan that for you. I will get involved.
I would wear orange culottes and one of those old high school football vests when you had to put those on because you were playing defense.
I didn't.
Those mesh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where,
yeah.
With that's just that?
And
oh, my
culottes.
God.
I would do that. Just
so much for customers.
Just to stir up business. So, Nick, you know, we talk all the time about, and the summer goes by so bleeping fast.
It is. I mean, it's August. It's August, what, 3rd? 4th?
And I remember being at the first one, I came to see you, and you know, then it was going to be rain and whatever. How's it been weather-wise for most of your events this year? Because so many things got hit with rain, it seems like, at the worst time.
Yeah, June was, you know, end of May through June was rocky road, you know, with weather. Then we had the heat wave. You know, the 4th of July was brutal. I ended up getting heat stroke in Door County.
Did you really?
Yep.
What happens?
Nothing good happened.
Because I was worried, you know, that last Saturday when it was like, or Friday when it was like heat index of 100, I walked 8.9 miles on the trail just to see if I could do it. And I was wondering, what are the symptoms of heat stroke?
Well, that day I drank like 42 bottles of water and didn't go to the bathroom once.
Wow.
That's one of the things you lock up that way. Just didn't feel good, kind of nauseous, a little nausea, lightheaded. I guess I turned pretty white. A couple of my employees, you know, we talked when we worked at the farmer's market the next week, and they're like, you were about as white as a ghost.
Well, I will say this, Nick, or Ben Malcor, who lives right here in the building and comes on our show every week, he and his wife, Deanna, I walked past him, he was walking his dog, I said hello, he goes, hi. I go, hey, Ben. He goes, John, I didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
So I got to ask him what I looked like.
Well, that's because you were working out. That's why he recognized you.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Okay.
if you had to guess a multiple choice, it would be just,
so, yeah. But that's then, great you did you know, that, the weather, you know, behaved for most of July. You know, we got hot here this last week, but at the end of the, you know, this week's going to be beautiful. It looks like next week, too. But as for the season's gone well, other than, the early rain lumps, you know, in May and June. So hopefully, we can they can plateau out here and we can have a good fall.
We got a good friend, Cody Krepplein,
right,
who comes in, runs a thing in Dykesville called Sloppy Hogs.
Yep.
And
I got to try them. So.
And you know, I saw in his thing yesterday, hey, folks, I'm sorry, I ran out. I'm sold out. I thought, well, that's great.
Isn't that
Isn't
nice?
That a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers. You
know, good guy, Cody.
Selling out is good. The thing of it is because I know he's new, and to like all these, selling out is great, but you have to sell out at the right time. Meaning, if you're trying to sell, say you're open 11 to 5 or you're open from 3 to 9 or whatever, you don't want to be selling out and you got 4 hours or 3 hours right.
to go. Yeah.
Right. Because, and that if that happens a bunch of times, people just will, they're just not going
to
come.
Yeah. But it takes a while to understand how much you're going to, what type of business you're going to have.
It does. And you know, that's the biggest thing is you need to grasp that as you're working. You know, as you're starting out, you need to like, all right, you got to find out your patterns. You know, what day are you, you know, is it a slow day that you're selling out at the end? You know, like how you guys have the poll, like what's the worst day of the week? Monday.
Right.
Well, typically vending in food truck land, you know, the early part of the week is bad vending days because everything ramps up really starting on Wednesday through the weekend. And what happens is they're wiped out. They don't have any money. Not that they don't have money, but they spent their money for the week last week. So they're going to sit at home, do stuff at home the early part of the week, and then it starts to build again.
Right.
So again, these are all things that a food truck person needs to learn like on the fly and really fast.
Okay, so school starts the 18th or 19th, whatever that Monday is, in 2 weeks. You got to come and just talk to kids about, like, I think people think every day is the same sometimes in business.
No.
I know it's not, but you know, when they hear it from me, that's one thing. When they hear it from the guy on the street, it's another. It means actually more.
So here's another prime example of that. So farmer's market.
Right. Oh, yeah.
August is the month that everything dips.
Oh.
Even though school and college is at the end of this month, time and money gets allocated somewhere else. So you have
school supplies.
Yeah. So mom and dad aren't taking their kids the day before school starts to go school shopping. They're going to the outlet mall in Oshkosh or they're, you know, wherever they can find deals for clothes and school supplies.
Dollar Tree, $1.25 for notebooks. I bought 4 of them yesterday.
You know, and then there's college. You know, kids are getting ready.
And about pinto beans.
There's kids going, you know, the college kids they're filling their dorm rooms.
Yeah.
You know, they're going shopping for that.
Yeah.
You know, you have high school sports starting. You know, so all your free time that you had for your summertime is getting put somewhere else.
And I will say this, I've talked to several parents about this whose kids are in travel baseball leagues or soccer leagues or even AAU basketball. They spend lots of money traveling around the state.
Right.
And even when I took my granddaughters up to the Marinette last week to go to the zoo. And we were in the Best Western, right in Marinette, right in the river.
Yeah.
And it was just loaded with like 13-year-old guys walking around in their baseball uniforms. And even like the next morning, the lady said, oh, my God, we're so overwhelmed. We didn't know we have so many teams staying here. And I was talking to one of the guys. They're from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Wow,
you know how long of a drive that is from Sault Ste. Marie to Marinette? And they said they spent, you know, I don't know how much money overnight. And so a lot of these parents shell out lots of money for their kids. And now they come to an end. Now, I don't need to cut it short, guys, but I got to do this because Rita will be so disappointed.
Jeez. Nick, thanks for coming in. You can leave now. I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song comes from the heart of Mino to the heart of Rita.
I thought you were short on time.
Quiet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rita. Happy birthday to
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell, and from Reno 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Native American issues are human issues.
Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.